I am Gary Gray, filling in today for Julie Ashton, who I believe is out skydiving today, as she is known to do from time to time, here on julieland.com. Sitting across from me today is Audrey Bitone, the adult star, and I am told you are fairly new to this world. So how do you come to be in the business?
I called Derek.
Yeah.
I wanted to make movies, so...
And what drew you towards making movies?
I don't know. I always wanted to.
Yeah.
Little hooker.
Okay. So always one of the things. Now, were you the big flirt in high school?
Yes.
And that kind of thing? And okay. And are you doing boy, girl, girl, girl?
I do boy, girl, and girl, girl.
Okay. So a little each.
Yes.
And do you have a specialty?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay, so just good at everything.
Yeah, that's what most people say.
So you know, you show up on set one day. What are you hoping to do? Like, what do you most look forward to about the business, or you know, doing a scene?
Who I'm working with?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sexy.
And so, like, who are some of your favorites?
I like Marco.
Okay. Sure.
It's really hot.
Okay.
Got a nice body. And always smells good.
And did you watch some of these performers before you got in the business and think, I want to fuck him, I want to fuck her, I want to...
No, not really. I'm really bad with names
okay.
and everything, so it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know who
I'm
saying
right.
I do half the time. No, but I don't know.
Okay. How many movies have you done so far?
I don't know. Probably 30 to 40 scenes.
Okay.
I'm so bad at that.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you which one I've been in.
Yeah, well, no one can, though. You know, you get
People
a thing.
Ask me, I'm like, I don't know. I just show up and take off my clothes.
How can I buy one of your movies?
Don't know. You let me know.
Exactly. You know, someone tells you, hey, here's where you're supposed to go. You show up. You do your thing.
And then I leave.
Right. That's and then it. These days, people
no
repurpose
asked.
Scenes so much, who knows where anything's going to end up anyway.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So what's your favorite thing to do on camera?
I like to suck penis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tastes good.
Okay. Do you watch your own movies?
No, I've never seen one. Well, no, I've never. Mm-mm, not yet.
And that's intentional?
Yes.
What do you think it would be like?
I'd be mad. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, other people are seeing this. And I'd freak out. So
it's more about you being... doing the scenes there than caring about the exhibitionist, you know, thrill on the other side of it, or?
I don't know. I'm so self-conscious. I'd be, like, freaking out. I'm like, they need to fix my hair before they put that out. Nah, I need to move like that. I don't know. It would just be too much.
Yeah. Okay. And what are your thoughts about knowing people are watching? Is that a turn-on? Is it freaky? Is it?
Yeah, I like it. As long as it's they're liking it.
Right.
Otherwise.
Well, I would imagine they are.
I hope.
What's not to like?
There's a lot not to like. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I'm just kidding.
So I know you are one of our J-Girls here, our April J-Girl.
I just heard.
You just did your shoot with Richard last weekend, I believe.
Yes.
And so tell me a little about that.
It was really fun. It was... different from anything I've ever done before.
Because
just the way the pictures were, it was like messed up makeup and not messed up like on purpose,
right.
not them. I'm like, they couldn't even get a good artist. I don't know, just different. Because usually I'm in like lingerie and heels, and this was like rubber gloves. And
so is that more fun doing
something
different?
Yeah, for sure.
So you did a couple photo layouts and some video.
And some video.
Okay. And Richard, a good guy? What do you make
no.
of him?
Yeah. No.
He's trouble, right?
Yeah. Hard to work with. No, he was really sweet, and we had a lot of fun. And, yeah, he made me look good, which is really hard.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Who made you look good this morning?
No one.
You look good, though.
No. No, I just take really bad pictures, and he made me look nice. So.
Yeah.
Very talented.
He knows his way behind a camera.
He does.
Yeah, and you apparently know your way in front of a camera. So together, that's a formidable
learning.
Team.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you feel you have more to learn in this adult
world?
Oh,
gosh, yes.
Like what? Like what are you uncomfortable doing
on
set?
I don't take good pictures at all. Every picture, I'm like, I want to, like, cry after I see it. But I don't know. I'm just not very photogenic. and
the guys back here think you're nuts. They're laughing. Thinking
I think
you're
I'm
not.
Nuts too. So,
right. Okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, I do have a lot to learn though.
Yeah.
I'm learning
about posing, and what about the fucking side of the equation? You got that down pretty well.
Yeah, I've been practicing for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what drew you to porn though? You know, tell me a little bit about that. You're back home. Where are you from originally?
Pasadena.
Okay, so you're sitting out there in Pasadena, and you're thinking you're exposed to the business here and there commercially, and think that looks like a thing for me, or.
I don't know. My best friend and I just got the idea somehow, and then it always stuck. I don't know.
And like, and she's in porn also?
No. Mm-mm. But I don't know. It just
kind of came together one day.
And then we called, and then the next day it was.
How soon after your 18th birthday did you give Derek a call?
Oh, I started when I was 20, so
okay.
I waited.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know there's no going back.
Yeah, there definitely isn't. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, no, so I waited, because I wanted to, like, in high school and everything, so. I made sure it was something I still wanted to do
right.
A couple years later.
Okay, so that's planet smart.
Yes, I try.
And so what are you hoping to happen in the business the next 6 months, 12 months for you? What's your next big thing you're shooting for?
Just to be well known, I guess.
Okay.
In a good way, though.
Yes. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate
yeah.
that. You know, I was talking to Derek earlier, and he seems to do a lot of, hand-holding's not the right word, but a lot of career guidance and
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. Do you feel he's been helpful?
Yeah, for sure. And I've heard it from other people, like, oh, Derek's watching out for you. So
that's mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah,
good to have someone in your corner.
It is.
And are
you...
need
one person.
you probably have more than one, I bet.
No.
No? Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Do you think you could have a boyfriend and be in the business at the same time?
If he was in the business, not in the business per se, like
as a performer,
talent, yeah, but
affiliated,
yeah, somehow you know? In there.
Because then
they understand and they know what it is. Like you tell anybody else and they don't know. Like once you're on set, you're like, oh, that's it. You're not like there's no passion.
Right.
Well, sometimes there is, but nothing like after. You know.
Yeah. And so, you know, was it easy the first time you did a scene to just be so disconnected with the sex? It's just that was work, and if
oh yeah,
yeah.
It was. I wasn't nervous or anything like at all. Like yeah. I saw a scene because at first I wanted to start out doing girl, but then I saw how it was done. And I was like, oh, that's like nothing. So
yeah.
Then I just wanted to do in boys first.
And so how long was it before you made that leap from girl to boy?
Oh, I started out doing boys.
Oh, okay.
After I saw, because I met with the company and they let me see how things like
okay
happen, and then I was like, oh, I could totally do that.
Right.
So.
Okay. So good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is one of the best things about the industry? What do you enjoy the most about it?
Oh gosh, they're all gonna hate me. Like she couldn't even think of one thing.
No, but they hate you. You know, you're here. You're happy. You seem to be enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
no.
You know, I don't think you're.
No. I don't know. I don't think it's anything like what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
So.
Have you? I guess you probably got in right after the Adult Expo, or were you out in Vegas in January?
No, I went to. Mm-hmm,
and so, did you meet fans and stuff mm-hmm. like that? And how was that?
Yeah, it was a little weird. Like, some of them had pictures that I've never even, like, I don't remember taking.
Right.
It was, like, flattering in that sense. But some of them, I was like, oh, can I keep these? It was very ugly. Here's this one.
Right. Here's a photo op.
Yeah. No, it was flattering. And it was, I don't know, it's a little, nothing like I've ever done before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was it overwhelming, in a sense, to suddenly be besieged by that large group of people and stuff?
No, well, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
No. No, there was like three people there.
Okay. Got it. So you weren't signing for anyone or anything like that?
No, I was signing for a company,
okay.
But I'm just saying it wasn't like
wasn't
I had my
like
own
the
crowd.
Line
my
around
red.
The corner
yeah.
and stuff. Not yet.
Next year.
Yes, next year. Oh, yeah. Next year, they better get extra security.
Yes.
Because it's going to get mayhem.
Uh-huh.
So what's coming up for you? You shooting this week? Or?
Yes, I am shooting, actually.
Yeah. Well, you get a little smile on your face thinking
no,
about
I'm,
it.
No, because I'm supposed to know when I don't.
Oh, okay.
Derek's going to kill me.
No.
Isn't it in your planner? Yes.
Well, yeah, but you're not looking at your planner. You're talking to me. So it could be written down
planner,
and on eight lists and everything. So, you know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what turns you on?
Good conversation. Yeah. Somebody I can hang out with.
Okay. So good conversation. Are you turned on right now? We're sitting here shooting the shit.
There's a puddle underneath my chair.
I thought I could kind of sense a connection here. Okay.
Making eyes at you.
So good conversation.
No. Somebody who's funny, somebody who's good at something is like the sexiest thing, whether it's whatever. If you're just really good at anything, it's just like, that's hot.
Our sound mixer out here is phenomenal, really, by the way. Yeah, I don't know if you're can appreciate that.
And
our photographer back here, Richard's pretty talented as well.
Yes,
so,
he is. No, you know. I think that's really sexy.
Yeah.
It's like mowing the lawn and you do it like really straight and everything's even. It's like,
that gets you hot?
Yeah.
Like a really talented gardener?
Hot and bothered.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
No, just anything. I don't know. I just like when somebody's good at something.
Okay. Well, I figure that's probably covers most people. I mean, everyone's got to be good at something.
No.
Like, you've met people who are just mediocre across
all
the board
around
at everything.
Yeah, well, nothing just
that's,
stands
that's
out
gotta
about
be rough.
Them. Or they're not passionate about something.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's...
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, the passionate, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I haven't ever considered that before, but I like it.
Yeah.
And so... How long, do you, down the road, do you want to end up out of the business married and that kind of thing? Or
Well, I don't ever want to have children.
Okay.
Because of porn.
Yeah.
And
well, do you think
I can't
it's becoming,
see myself getting married.
Do you think that adult is becoming increasingly more acceptable as time goes by and there'll
oh,
be a
yeah,
point that
sure.
people won't but, be embarrassed that, you know, their mom's was in porn or something like that?
I don't know. I just wouldn't feel right.
Yeah.
I'd feel gross.
Yeah.
I'm weird about things like that.
I don't think it's that weird, though. I mean, you know.
I saw your mom's vagina yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
No. I don't know. It's just not for me, especially now.
Yeah. Well, that works. Well, now you're not supposed to. Now you're just supposed to have fun, do your thing, make some movies, and have a good time.
Yes. It's the plan.
Okay. I like it. So we got your J-Girl thing coming up in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And is that exciting for you?
Oh, it's really exciting. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to choose me. I thought
really?
He was telling me.
Well, he happens to be a very big fan of yours.
Really?
Yeah, very big. I mean, he called me up after that shoot because I was at the other ones that weekend and I wasn't around for yours. And he said, oh, my God, this girl shot is great. You got to come over and see the
your
pictures.
Your nose is growing.
No, it's not. It's not. I 100% on the level. Okay. Very big fan of yours. And I suspect he is just aching to shoot you again.
Well, I hope he does.
So I'm sure he will, you know, because he wants to do some more movies and everything like that. So, you know, I imagine he has not seen the last of you and you have not seen the last of him.
I hope not.
Yeah. What else should we know about you that we haven't covered yet? What's your favorite candy bar?
Oh, gosh. That's a bad question because I love all candy bars. I love them all the same.
Yeah.
Anything with chocolate. I don't know. My favorite candy bar. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
But they make me mad because you need way more than two.
Okay.
Like, I don't even taste them by two. They need to have, like, at least six in there.
So do you have your own website? You a big player in the online world?
I'm supposed to be starting one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about that.
I haven't really. I met with a company, and then I shot some content once, and that's as far as it's gone.
Okay.
So
you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But I don't know when it'll be up or anything.
Do you know the address?
Should be audreybatani.com.
Okay. Give everyone a spell of that. Who might not be able to translate that.
I'm
so
like, how do you spell my name again?
Yeah.
AudreyBitoni.com.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that is wonderful.
That is.
I think so. the web is, you know, as I'm sure everyone's told you, has changed this business a lot over time and stuff.
Everybody's on the internet.
Yeah. It seems to be very popular with the kids these days, this internet.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think we are out of time, and
well,
we are
too bad because I want to talk more.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just joking.
Bring it on.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, Audrey, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
By, and remember, she is our J-Girl for the month of April here at JulieLand.com. Again, I am Gary Gray. This is Hey Julie, filling in for Julie Ashton, who is skydiving naked over the Alps at the moment. We'll see you from Julieland.